You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Anita Lorelli, founder and president of the Envisage Renew, a natural facial toning device that uses resistance and vibration for excellent facial tightening. The Envisage works 6 key areas of the face, including forehead line, saggy eyelids, smile lines, double chin, saggy outer jawline, and the neck. And this device is revolutionizing facial care within the United States, Canada, and beyond. Anita will share what it takes to bring a new product to market. Anita, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And the pleasure is certainly ours as well. So first of all, can you tell us a little bit about Envisage Renew and how it works?
Well, I created this product because I'm a physiotherapist who have practiced over 25 years. I think in the States you call it a physical therapist. And I started seeing women come into my office who had done Botox, facial surgery. And with all the ways I tone the body, I thought, well, why not tone the face like you would your abdominal muscles? So I put a bunch of women on a study to tone cheek folds, the jowls, the double chin, eyelid folds. Not sure it would work, and it did. And then I decided to market the product. So the first product was actually an elastic device to do resistive exercises against, and I sold about 3,500 of those. But in Style magazine, QVC said, we can see it works, but it's so ugly, you have to come back with a better product, one that still works but looks beautiful. So I developed the Envisage Renew facial toning device. It's handheld, it's very ergonomic, and I still apply the resistance to the key areas of the face to exercise, because exercise is what stimulates collagen the most. But then I decided to add vibration to it because vibration brings blood flow, but also it acts as a collagen booster. So the second one has been out for about a year and a half now, and it's selling very well on Amazon and on my website.
Well, well done. Tell me, what prompted you to create this product? What was the inspiration behind the creation?
Well, the inspiration was to allow women or men, because a lot of men buy it as well, to be able to achieve facial tone without something that's invasive. Because I feel that people don't need to run to Botox needles. They don't need to run to surgery. And by applying the principles I understand of exercise and how collagen tones, which is what I put into the Envisage Renew facial toning device, then men and women have a proactive way to tone their face and improve their confidence by feeling better about themselves without having to do something invasive.
Now, if one is thinking about creating or patenting a product, what are some of the things that they need to consider when doing this?
It's quite a process. I always thought I was very entrepreneurial because I had a very successful physiotherapy practice. But I realized getting a product out on the market is 10 times harder, and the learning curve was huge. And patenting a product is tricky because you need to patent your product so that places like QVC and those companies want your product patented to take it on. But the patent can cost a fortune, and people can't move forward. So I realized with mine, like I did a full patent, I should have really just tested the market and just paid the money on a design patent, which is like about one-tenth of the cost, because you don't really need to have one of the full inclusive patent. So that was a mistake I made, because a full patent can be anywhere from $30,000 to $40,000. A design patent can cost you $2,000 to $3,000. That's quite a big difference. But, you know, QVCs and people that want to buy your product want to know that you've put the money into it. So you do have to do something, and you do have to protect yourself. But then again, as a small business, can you, you have to tell yourself before you buy a full-on patent, do you have the money to sue somebody if they copy it? And a lot of companies don't bother. What they try and do is they try to get their product out there and be the first one, because it's so costly then to try and sue people who are trying to copy your product. So unless you have millions of dollars, better to just get the design patent, get it out there quickly, and be very customer service oriented so that people are always going to go to you and not your competitor. And I wish I'd known that up front, because I would have saved myself a lot of money.
Certainly some big time information there, and insightful as well. Today we are joined by Anita Lorelli, founder and president of the Envisage Renew, a natural facial toning device that uses resistance and vibration for excellent facial tightening, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Anita, what are some of the pitfalls related to producing a product ready for market?
Well, some of the pitfalls are finding the right manufacturer, because it's very tough. Like, I'm sure 99% of the entrepreneurs who develop a product have to decide, like, do they go abroad where it's much cheaper, but then it's hard to for quality control, or do they try and make it in the States or Canada where the costs are triple the amount, but then it's you've got easy access. So that's tough, because I chose to go abroad, but now if there's an issue, the traveling cost is a lot. But it's really, really difficult for an entrepreneur to decide where are you going to produce your product. That's a very difficult process, because it's either way, it's timely, it's costly, it can be a big headache. I sort of sway back and forth. You know, sometimes I'd like to bring it back here, but then the problem is, once you've paid for your prototype and the tooling to do your product, is very hard to change where you're going to have it manufactured, and the equipment is very huge and large. So you want to make sure you know where you're going to produce your product before you pay for tooling, because it's not easy to move the manufacturing equipment around. So I would say that is very tough for any entrepreneur.
Tell us now, switching gears here, what is your biggest success story as it relates to producing the Envisage?
Well, you know, I'm just starting out, but I would say I have a lot of successes. The biggest success for me is that I have a lot of positive customer reviews, because, you know, you never know how people are going to perceive your product. So I'm very happy that many customers like the product, they use it, they've recommended it, they've bought a second one. That is good. The other things is I've been asked to participate in gift bags for celebrities and other influencers, you know, like at the Emmys, the New York Fashion Week. Right now we're in discussions with the doctors and Dr. Oz and things like that. So it's really coming along, so I'm very pleased.
Anita, as a creator of a product currently in the market, and for those thinking of creating a product for market, what makes up the key members of a good team?
The key members of the team are really who is going to help you design the product and how good are the manufacturers. Because without a great design and good manufacturers, it's really hard to come out with a nice, effective, but also good-looking product. So it takes a while to find the right people that you as an entrepreneur can connect with. And these days, the social media is important. Like, it might not mean direct sales, but you have to have a presence. So you have to have a key person who knows how to get your product out there through Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and all that. I mean, it's very important. So I would say between the person helping you design the product, a manufacturer that you can work with, and then a key person to get your product out there through all the social media is very key.
Anita, certainly has been good to have you. Thank you so much for the insight and giving us the ins and outs of creating a product and taking it to market. And I got to tell you, it's very brave on your part to do what you've done, and it's inspiring as well for those that are in a similar situation that you were in years ago when you were looking to take yours to market as well. Tell us, where can one find more information on Envisage Renew?
If you look up envisagerenew.com, my website is there. But if anybody goes to amazon.com and just types in Envisage Renew or type in facial toning devices, because mine's selling so well, mine comes up first on the page.
No question about it. You've obviously gotten yourself a good SEO person involved as well for that to come up well for you. Really impressive. It's envisagerenew.com. Anita, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you continued success.
Thank you very much. I was happy to do it. It was fun. Thank you very much.
And you're more than welcome. Come back anytime for an update. We've been speaking with Anita Lorelli, founder and president of the Envisage Renew, a natural facial toning device that uses resistance and vibration for excellent facial tightening. And once again, the website of reference is envisagerenew.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.